Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, it's that time of the year. It's graduation time. And here at VFN-TV, we want to celebrate with all of the graduates in the Gulf Coast and really around the country and the world. Listen, it's celebration. You've worked hard, and we want to celebrate with you. And as I'm thinking about graduation and having gone to several graduations this year and celebrating with students, we came across an inspiring, awesome a commencement speech. You know, graduation is a time where students get to reflect their successes. They get to reflect the achievements that they have made. And at the commencement, it's a special time where the guest speaker gives an inspirational message. They give a charge to the graduating class as they, you know, celebrate completing a major achievement, as well as, paving the way and giving vision for the future. Well, recently, Tate High School just graduated a class, 2016, and the salutatorian, Lauren Kirkland, gave, I thought, one of the best commencement speeches I've ever heard. And we have it for you today. In all of her wise words, I want you to hear what she had to say to this graduating class. Watch this.
Hey everyone, I'd like to say that it really is an honor to speak to and on behalf of this class. We truly have accomplished so much in the past 4 years. But before this ceremony goes underway, I'd like to give thanks where thanks is due. And I'd like to recognize every teacher, parent, friend, coach, anyone who has contributed to the development of the senior class. I would personally like to thank Caroline Gray, who I know has contributed much to the development of this class, and who has been not only one of my most favorite teachers, but also one of my closest and most trusted friends. I would also like to give a huge shout out to our guidance counselor, Ms. Mills. Without Ms. Mills, I probably would not be standing here talking to you all. But above Ms. Mills, above Ms. Gray, above everyone, I'd like to give thanks to my God and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Without Jesus Christ, I would be nothing, and nothing real would ever happen in my life. My life would have no substance. But I'd also like to congratulate all of you for finishing and making it to the end. You know, there are times where I honestly did not think we were going to make it. You know, we all thought we were going to die when we were in Miss Gray's class trying to figure out her graphs and trying to figure out what actually went into GDP through Cygnix. Or when we were in Mr. Gilmore's class, as Heather Sport mentioned at the baccalaureate, and he was drilling into our head that American government was fun, 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 fun. Now, we may have wished much of this time away, but I hope you all know that time spent with you has not been wasted time. Now, this class will reach heights that have never been reached before. And I could not be more impressed by you all or proud to be a part of it. Thank you, and go Aggies. I know this is the end, and I know everyone's anxious to leave, and as am I, but I wanted to share with you guys what I thought was most important. There's a man known as the Apostle Paul who wrote most of the New Testament, and at one point, Paul writes to a church in a region known as Galatia, which is like present-day Turkey. And the Galatians at the time were boasting about their outward appearances and their works. But Paul says, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is a new creation. And I guess what I just want to say is that neither being salutatorian or not being salutatorian means anything. The only thing that truly matters is being made new in Christ and glorifying Him. And my hope is that I never boast in any worldly thing, but only boast in the fact that Christ has redeemed me. Now. In another letter by Paul, he writes to a church at Philippi, which is present-day Macedonia. And if you don't know anything about Paul, he was a very respected individual among the Jews. He had so many worldly accomplishments. He had so much that he should have been confident about in his flesh. But instead he writes that whatever was to his profit by accomplishing all the things that he did, he now considers loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, he considers everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus his Lord. So whatever was to my profit by being salutatorian or by graduating high school or by trying to give myself any ounce of glory, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. And I'd like to challenge you all. I dare you all to pursue true truth, a truth I know is found only through Jesus Christ. I dare you to pursue holiness, righteousness, and excellence. I dare you to give all glory to God, for He deserves it. I love you all. Thank you.
Absolutely awesome. Lauren Kirkland, we want to give you a shout out and say how proud we are of you for taking this time to glorify Jesus Christ. Listen, someone once said that the opportunity of a lifetime must be seized during the lifetime of that opportunity. And she seized it. She seized it all for the glory of God. Thank you for setting the example for all of us that whenever we have that chance where we're caught in the middle, take glory for us. We give glory to God always.
I love too. It's just like she is just bold. And it's just like we are seeing that. We've been saying, and it's just like this is that generation. It's just like we're just going to be bold for Jesus.
I love it, you know, because there's a lot of things that people say and could say.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you are in a Bay Center auditorium with thousands of people in the stadium,
mm-hmm.
In the arena, whatever you want to call it, and she just did it, man.
Yeah.
She did it. And I'm so proud of her. It reminds me of Ephesians 6:19. Paul says, "Pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel." And Lauren did just that. Here at VFN TV, we want to celebrate and congratulate mm-hmm. every graduate from college to high school to kindergarten. Listen, you finished. You did it. And, you know, graduation is always a special time because it's you're commemorating all the hard work, getting through. You know, for me, I was just happy I finished. You know, I was like, hey, well, forget the GPA. I just
it's
finished.
Amazing.
We did it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know who cheered louder, my mom or me, but we got through. You know, my parents are, yeah. But we finished, and it's a time to recognize it's the ending of one chapter, one season of your life, but it's also the beginning of a new season.
Yeah.
You know, here you are. You've graduated, and you finished one thing. And now you're about to enter into a new season of your life. And as you're entering this new season, you're bringing with you the things you learned, some victories, maybe some wisdom from some defeats. But you're entering into this new season. And we want to encourage you. Listen, get all the wisdom that you can get during this time. Because, you know, life is but a vapor. You're here just for a short amount of time. And life is what you make it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.